I'm not treating you to lunch anymore!
You had to tell Julie that I made a special point of telling you that I bought you the big salad, didn't you?
You know, if it was a regular salad, I wouldn't have said anything.
But you had to have that big salad!
Crazy.
You know what Perfect, else is though. A really good one? The Real Man of Genius commercials. They had one about a taco salad, and only you can pack like 1,800 calories into your taco salad. But is it healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad.
I love that. Well, Cammie, go ahead.
And spinach, I was kind of making a joke about, you know, who does enjoy it, but one of the nutritional fact points you had on here was it's a natural hydrator, being 91% water and rich in vitamin A, C, K, potassium and fiber. And leafy greens themselves, especially dark ones, have protein, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Yes, they're very healthy. Keep eating the veggies. The study was proving Americans aren't eating enough of them, and Yuma and Maricopa County and Pinal County and Arizona have plenty of them. But Cammie, my question to you before we had a break was, what's your favorite thing about your work?
I guess I can't really name just one thing. I really like that it's different every day. Like I was just saying at the break that after this, I'm going to go out to the crews and do some harvest crew inspections or assessments and make sure that they're documenting their daily assessments, you know, that the crews are wearing their gloves and they're washing their hands at break, and that the equipment has been sanitized properly. And so I go through kind of just a little check of them. And then it just allows me the time to be able to engage with them and interact with the crews, because we have a lot of really great employees that are working every day hard to get this to our tables. So I really like that. And then the other thing I really like is just trainings in general. I like being able to train and, like I said, interact with them, explain why we're doing what we're doing. And sometimes you see those light bulb moments where they're like, oh, I get it. I get why I'm, you know, washing this machine or sanitizing this machine. And so trainings are also kind of fun for me to do.
But you have to admit that they probably say, oh my gosh, Cammie's coming.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that there's like, oh, here she is. What's she going to pick on us today for? Yeah, I don't know. They're, like I said, it's a great group of people, and we always kind of joke around with each other. So they
great
work really hard. And
camaraderie. I remember having grown up on a farm, and there's so many activities on the farm, especially when it comes to harvest, where there's a lot of us. Now, of course, our family didn't do leafy greens, but you just build a really strong and solid relationship with a lot of the people you work with.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of longtime employees work with us. Our harvest supervisors are all really great, and you know, they're out there coordinating 20 different crews with, you know, 15 different commodities. And then with those on a lettuce pack or a romaine pack, every single retailer has their own bag, their own label, their own box that it needs to go into, and or their wire tie that's wrapped around it. So the fact that they're able to coordinate all that, it's just
amazing.
They do a really great job, and they're working out in the elements too a lot of the time, you know, the wind or the cold. They're dealing with frost.
We've had rain.
Mm-hmm. We've had this rain, so they're out there, you know, pushing the Whoa. Tractors with the other tractors, and they're just,
it's just amazing.
It's a really great group of people that work really hard.
We have to really appreciate what it takes to get that salad to our table, and we so easily forget. And on that point, you know, we just listed most of the leafy greens that fall under the Arizona Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement. Explain exactly what that means to me, the consumer. Why should I care about that?
So 98% of the Arizona lettuce and leafy greens are covered by the marketing agreement. The marketing agreement is a voluntary program that a grower or a shipper, somebody who's shipping the product out in their label, signs up for. And once they're signed up, then it's mandatory compliance. So they have a state auditors or inspectors that go out and make sure that the grower and the shipper are following these food safety guidances that we've put together as an industry. And there's, I think there's 15 different sections in it. So it covers items like water, soil amendments, harvesting practices, equipment, sanitation, packaging, material. So there's all these different sections in the agreement that then have, you know, guidances under them and best practices that they have to follow. And it... It, basically, that's kind of where my job fits in. We have to make sure that we've outlined practices that fit in those guidances and that we're implementing them on the farm.
So as a farmer, if I say I volunteer to be part of it and you have the specific protocols, one of the first things I have to do then is document my practices.
Yes.
And then once I document those practices, I have to keep applying them, evaluating them, auditing them myself, and then having a separate third party come in and audit me, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds simple when you put it that way, but
it's some of these,
it can be complicated. So, right, on any given day, there could be something that pops up on the farm that you have to make sure you're following. And so it's a great job. It's a unique job, and I'm glad we do it.
Talking leafy greens, an Arizona commodity. The goal with our Farm Fresh broadcast is to connect you, the Arizona homeowner, with local goods from our Farm Bureau, farmers and ranchers, that are available at your grocery stores. So when you're out shopping, you buy local, support the local farm and ag industry.